Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
Kristen's kid, Jimmy, is going through the cutest period of his life right now.
I'm so excited, and I'm trying to manage my expectations, excuse me, because you told me when it came to small ball, so my son's going to be playing baseball for the first time this season. They call it small ball because they're all 4 years old. So, and I just, I'm just so excited to see like all 15 of them on the field and just running after the ball and, you know, not knowing a thing that they're doing. But I've heard two horror stories, and that is your girlfriend's son, she signed him up for small ball, and he went to the first practice, sat down, said, nah, this ain't for me. I'm not doing it.
He didn't make it to the first practice. This was during tryouts.
Oh, okay.
So first of all, he didn't like standing in the line. And then it was a real hassle to have to actually play by the rules.
Yes.
And he didn't like that, learning how to, like, catch a ground ball. 4 minutes in, he sits down like an English bulldog that doesn't want to be on a walk and just refuses.
Okay.
That was it.
He knows what he wants.
So I am going to be picking up all of his brand new equipment that he never used.
Never once.
And then I was talking to my neighbor last night, and I was telling them, like, yeah, Jimmy's starting small ball. We got our first practice this weekend. And she's like, oh, yeah, my son. Yeah, he refused to get out of the car.
Is that right?
So they took him.
At least Amanda's kid made it to the field.
Yeah. He apparently was holding on to, like, the seat in the car. And he was like, he did not, he wanted, hey, nope.
Wow.
So they had bought all the stuff as well. So they have two offered up their equipment. It was the same league I signed up for. And she goes, good news, they'll give you a refund because they say this happens all the time.
Oh, is that right? Really? I mean, there's not one mark on that bat.
No.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to manage now my expectations because if, you know, I'm going to be completely honest. I don't know who wants this more, Jimmy or me. I know right now it's me just because I grew up at the ball field. I played ball. My brother played ball. I have many fond memories. So I would love for him to embrace a sport. Also, his dad, Bart, played baseball. So it would be cool to have that commonality. But I know if he doesn't want to do it, then we're not going
to
do it.
I was about to ask that. Like, how do you even gauge a three-year-old's interest in something they know nothing about? Because I'm like, is it you that wants him to be a baseball player? Or do you sit in front of the Google and be like, do you want to do this?
Well, here's the thing. Exposure is key. So this is why we're exposing Jimmy to as many things as possible to see what he gravitates to. So we tried golf last semester. He didn't really dig it. So, all right, we're not going to deal with golf. He's doing art classes to see if he's into art. He's doing STEM classes to see if he's into the science and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're trying a bunch of, so we're going to try baseball and see if he likes it and if he gravitates to it. And if he does, we'll do it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. We have stacked the deck because two of his best friends are on the team.
Okay.
Oh. So
we're just hanging out. We'll be good enough.
So yeah, Huddy, Hendrix, and Jimmy. Oh, yeah, we got Jimi Hendrix on the same team.
Sound like a Bane. I was about to say.
I will say that I mistakenly, as a parent, forced this issue on my first kid, who really had no interest in it and no athletic ability. But wanted my son. Look, when I had sons, you know, I thought the same thing. I wanted them to be involved in sports. It was such a big part of my life. It was one of the reasons why I wanted a son. And he had no interest in it at all. And I probably made him go through it for like three seasons.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
at one point when he was just backing out of the batter's box every time the pitcher, you know, was even had his hand up before the ball came out. And then he bunted with the wrong end of the bat.
No.
Dude, he had the handle out.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, yeah, man, I think we're done. Yeah, you don't want to do this. You want to be an actor. So I feel you.
So that's so now we have signed up to this league. He's on the Rockies where there was no tryouts. Like at this age, because they're going to be, you know, he'll be four next month.
I think the professional Rockies don't have tryouts.
It would appear that way.
They're going to be out there. They're going to be playing. But I got an email with this like laundry list of stuff to buy, et cetera. And they do have at-bat music, so we have to figure out his at-bat music.
I had so much fun with this assignment yesterday. Stacy here wants to give you some advice. Good morning, Stacy.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Kristen. Hey. So my son started him in baseball at about five, mm-hmm. and we played around a lot at home, and that kind of let me know, like, his interest is there. And even at five, it is like herding cats on the field. Like, it's going to be bananas. But my piece of advice is to, even if he doesn't love it now, like, try it again at around five or six when they're attention span is a smidge longer and they can follow directions a little bit more, because that's when the true love for the sport really develops. He started at five and now he's in on one of the top 9-year-old travel baseball teams in the country.
Oh God, how much is that costing you? Yeah. Are you really endorsing this? How much is that costing you a year?
I mean, we pay well over $3,000 in dues, but that's for fall and spring. But again, he started at five for $100. So give it time. If he doesn't love it, go back and try it again.
Just take him to Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. don't go pick that equipment up.
Just do Wii baseball. Oh, the video game. Yes.
Right.
All right, so now I need you guys to present at bat music for Jimmy.
I love this idea for Little Leaguers. This is the cutest thing ever, right? So first of all, you're getting them all dressed up, and it really is for the parents. You're putting the black stuff under their eyes. They have no interest in any of that. But the fact that they're going to be coming out of the dugout and being told they have to come out of the dugout because they have no idea. And you have to pick at bat music like they're an Atlanta Brave that does the same thing, I think is the cutest thing. So you asked us to pick a song, right?
Yes, correct, because there is no one song I can think of. Like, you know, people were hitting me up in my DMs and they're like, you should use Here Comes the Sun, you know, because that was like when I was pregnant, that's the song I played to my belly. And I'm like, that doesn't really feel like at bat music. And somebody said the Bluey theme, they did that with their kid, which I think is super cute. But he's more into Spidey and His Amazing Friends and he is Bluey. And we listened to classical music on the way home from school because Jimmy likes songs with no words. I don't know. I have failed him as a mother. I should have been having him listen to 90s hip hop. I will get there eventually. So we just don't really have a song that I think would be that would lend to good at bat music.
Okay, feel me on this. I couldn't do just one song. I had to do three songs. And Jimmy is so freaking cute. Like, you almost need a description of what this kid looks like. He's got this smile that just lights up from ear to ear. And he is smiling. If you're around Jimmy, 95% of the time he is smiling. And he's got this blondish hair.
Yep.
Right?
His little toe head,
right? So I was envisioning him coming out of the cutest little thing you've ever seen, coming out of the dugout, bat on shoulder, with the oversized hat, because they all are at that age, with the black under the eye, coming out to this song.
He's so cute. It's so funny because he's so good. That's the thing. Like, his default is happy.
Yes.
He's got this he's laughing constantly. He's just got this goofy grin and this funny little smirk. That song is so not him, but would be funny because of the irony.
Surely he's going to come out there, and as they all do, they won't be able to get a hit for sure. He's going to swing and miss more often than anything else. All I do is win.
Yeah. Everybody's hands go up. And
stay there.
Okay. You got to pause on that part, too.
Yeah. 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 All right, one last one. This was too much fun. Uh-huh. We needed something a little bit aggressive. Okay. All right, he is, what, 4 years old now?
He'll be four next month.
All right, again, he's coming out of that dugout with bat on shoulder.
Yeah.
To this song. Got the crowd yelling, bring them out, bring them out.
I come out today to my comedy shows. That's a good one. That's a real good one.
All right. Let the other kids deal with Bluey.
Gotcha. And fun fact, after you guys present all your songs, we're going to let the listeners vote on what his song's going to be. All right. Who wants to go next?
All right, so I was initially going to go hip-hop, but I felt like, nah, that would be too easy. So I thought a little deeper, and at his age, what would I want to come out to? And for some reason, I feel like I would have wanted to come out to something with my name in it.
Ooh.
So I combed through every song that I could find with Jimmy's name in it, mm-hmm. and there was some interesting ones. But the one that I felt was closest to, like, the swag you might be looking for, and I've never heard this song in my life, but I feel like it could work. And it's by the Undertones, and it's called Jimmy Jimmy.
Jimmy Jimmy. Literally, they say you only need like 10 seconds of a song, but just yelling Jimmy Jimmy, and he loves saying his name. He loves spelling his name. That has legs.
See, he don't like words, so you're like, it's just one. Jimmy Jimmy. That's it.
And that's one of his favorites.
There you go.
Okay, I feel like I can't follow up any of these because these are actually really good, but all I could...
Did you pick a Taylor Swift song?
No, I didn't. I'm trying not to be predictable. I actually went in the complete opposite direction. I couldn't get this vision out of my head of like Jimmy bunting or hitting the T-ball or whatever and just kind of crushing it. And then I just pictured him doing the crip walk that Serena Williams was doing during the Super Bowl.
Have you told him that yet?
No, I just couldn't picture little AI Jimmy doing the walk, and I was like, I feel like Not Like Us would be kind of fun to walk out to.
You indeed were not predictable.
Could you imagine? Jimmy with that big old goofy grin coming out, and they not like us.
He's got the Kendrick smirk.
He does.
He's just looking at the other players and just gives them that Kendrick look. Like, say Drake.
Yes. Cassie, what'd you come in with?
All right. I'm assuming Jimmy, like his mama, is going to love some classic rock.
Yep.
And just like his daddy, he's going to love his mama. So I picked AC/DC, Thunderstruck.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Let's see him walking out to this.
And then if he starts doing the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader dance, we know what his future looks like.
Now, I did come in with a second option. And so this is from Dimitri Beauchamp, who is a DJ. So it's a little bit of a mashup of the song called The Spark by Cabin Crew. And not Jimmy's favorite TV show, but every other kid's favorite TV show, Bluey. Yeah.
Is this a cover of the theme?
No, so it's a song called The Spark by Cabin Crew, and it's a bunch of kids, and they're like, think you can stop what we do? I doubt it. And it's all about these British kids. Like, it was like a class project that the music teachers put on,
that
and the song
cute.
Went viral, and a DJ mashed it up with the Bluey theme song.
How much would the team DJ hate me if I sent a new song every single week?
You got enough? Yes, Tommy.
All right, my song is Batting Cleanup because the baseball gods have aligned the stars.
Yes.
Your son has a baseball last name.
Mattingly, he does.
He has a lot to live up to.
He does.
Don Mattingly played for Mo.
The New York Yankees.
The New York Yankees in the Boogie Down Bronx.
Ah.
Boogie Down Productions from the Boogie Down Bronx created a song that is stuck in my head for years and years. We're going old school with Jimmy. The J, the I, the M, the M,
the Y, the J, the I, the M. Oh, that's good, Jimmy.
This might be the winner.
There you go.
That's good.
Ding, ding, ding,
That's
okay,
a good one,
Tommy.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Tommy. That's what Tommy hit me up. I put this on the schedule, and Tommy hit me up. He goes, can I please submit a song?
I'm getting it on this one. All right, so we're going to put all these up online.
Yep.
And you guys can vote on it.
Yep. Rebecca will put it up at theburtshow.com.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
I'm just going to be completely and 100% vulnerable with you guys this morning. I have a confession. You already know what it is?
No.
Okay. So you remember we were in Disney World the other day on Burt's Big Adventure, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were there.
And I told you about the incident with the pizza and the lady that was working behind the pizza counter. And she, you know, when I reached over to get the pizza, she saw that my fingernails were painted blue.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, but it was late at night. I didn't want to get into it and tell her why, even though it was because we had a kid on our trip that thought it would be fun to paint my fingernails. So I did two of them, right?
I think it was like Bella's Nail Boutique or something.
Yeah, something like that. So I was just trying to make her laugh. So when she asks me, I'm just like, hey, it's a long story. I don't really want to get into it. And then she says, oh, you've got a granddaughter, don't you? It wasn't a daughter. It was a granddaughter. Now, that coupled with last year when somewhere I went from Uncle Burt to one of the Burt's Big Adventure kids to Grandpa Burt last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been looking at myself in the mirror and stuff going, I don't see what other people are seeing. And you had mentioned that it might be because I stopped dyeing my hair now and it's more gray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to get a haircut yesterday and I told her to soften the gray.
You did?
I did. So there it is. It's not as dark as it was before, but I've been feeling so insecure about it. I had to get it done.
Well,
I had to.
I didn't. No, I didn't. How do we tell you it didn't work?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
This is
me.
No one is enjoying this more than me. Than when I walked in and I got a whole ass surgery, and you're like, I haven't even noticed. There's no change to your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't notice.
Well, I even told her yesterday, I'm like, look, I don't want to go back to that really fake dark hair that I had a couple of years ago. I'm just not in that spot anymore. But that comment got into my head so badly. I asked Blanca yesterday, I'm like, can you just tone it down just a little itty bitty bit? And the fact that I came in here this morning and none of you guys said anything about it was making me actually feel good about it, that it wasn't that drastic. Mm-hmm. But to me, I could see it.
Oh, yeah. No, you did nothing.
I don't notice any difference at all.
Really? I'm still old, huh?
Yeah.
No, your hair looks great. Honestly, your hair does look great and it looks very natural, but I didn't notice that it was darker.
I had been looking at myself in the mirror differently. And you guys know how healthy I try to be. I'm working out. I got an in-home sauna now. I'm trying everything, everything to reverse the clock. And this one pizza lady has ruined everything.
Just wanted a slice of pizza.
All I wanted was a pizza and go to bed, man.
Did you see him bust out his pillbox during the broadcast Monday morning?
No.
Oh, my God.
It looks like a toolbox.
That is the biggest pillbox I have ever seen. The amount of supplements you are digesting, holy moly.
Somebody asked me in an AMA a couple of weeks ago, how many do I take? And I didn't have the heart to count it. And I think I went down on it. But it's between 20 and 25.
Are you
kidding? A day.
And
what? Yeah. I didn't even have the time.
Will you do me a favor?
And it's not doing anything for my hair, obviously.
No, will you do me a favor? Please bring a list in of what you take and why you take it.
Okay. All right.
that won't make them feel worse.
I want to call Disney and have her fire. It's not the most magical place on earth at all. All right, Mikey, a completely different set of stressful circumstances for you. You are here to put your foot down about one place only.
That place is breweries, I've decided.
Breweries. You just left one.
You drunk now, man?
I actually can't say that word that good.
What is it about breweries? Are the happiest place, obviously more happy than Disney. They're like everybody in there is having a great time. Yeah. You watch some sports, get yourself an IPA.
You guys speaking of age, it's a bad omen. Liking a brewery, you're getting old. That's a fact.
Yeah, it's like when you can't do clubs anymore, maybe.
Yeah.
Pubs.
Yeah.
Pubs and breweries are your next step.
That is fair.
Just wait till you Google search breweries that have play areas for kids.
I know, exactly. And that kind of wraps in with my problem here. my friends moved into this new house in Decatur, so we went and visited a bunch of these breweries one day.
Great Decatur place. Is greater.
Yeah, man.
No, it's not.
It's bad. It's a great part of town, man.
No.
I would say if things were different in my life, I would be living down just outside of the square in Decatur.
Oh, I love that place.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Decatur is solid. Eddie's Attic, solid. Breweries, bad. Listen, all right, I'll go down the list here. I'm going to start with terrible beer. You got to go to a bar and just drink terrible beer. It's like if they made... They make their own beer and it's bad.
What?
It's
all
bad. You got to go to the wrong brewery.
This man's palate, yeah. Miller Lite is his go-to.
Yeah. You got to
drink frog humping donkey. Like, it's like none of it is good.
I don't think that's physically possible.
Are we still talking about beer?
I don't think so. That's probably the name of one. Or it's like Head Mutilator or something.
Yeah. They come up with very unique names for their beers.
Stupid names.
Okay.
What annoys me the most is the rustic feel that they all have to have. No brewery has ever had a good seat. Nobody has a quality seat. They all have to have these stupid rustic seats. Just get a comfortable chair for me.
I'm just surprised that you of all people are bothered by the rustic aesthetic.
Rustic aesthetic, exactly. It's fake. If I'm in the middle of an old warehouse that they didn't touch anything, there's dust everywhere. Quality. If they've chipped away at bricks meticulously to make it look like something, stupid. Don't do that.
So you like country, you just don't like rustic.
I don't know what I like. Just don't do that.
Okay.
I'm sick of that. But what had happened was. We go to the first brewery, and I think everybody, it was a Saturday, and I think everybody had fun on the Friday. We got our big group of friends together and went to this brewery, and everybody had fun on Friday. Saturday was rough going. The quick version is one of my friends got about halfway through his first donkey humper or whatever, and he stands up from the stupid rustic seat, looks down, throws up everywhere.
Oh my God. Oh.
And here's the problem. It's a family environment.
Yeah.
Why are there families there? This guy's throwing up over here. There's families watching. So, like, we're sitting, like, in the parking lot area where they have, like,
so the
benches.
Families are the problem, not your friend?
He's vomiting all over the floor?
He's the friend, but this is a drinking environment. If this was a bar, you can kind of throw up and get away with it.
I see what you're saying. You got a mix of families and a bunch of people your age getting drunk in there. Should be one or the other.
Hey, fun fact, throwing up anywhere, not cool. Doesn't matter where you are.
It's not cool, but it's going to happen if you're drinking head choppers.
Where are the breweries that you go to that are worth it? Out in Milledgeville?
No, there's no brewery worth it.
Okay. No, he's anti-brewery, period.
Bad. I'll tell you one good thing, since I'm being so negative. One good thing about breweries, games. They got games.
Okay.
So they got that going for them.
A little Connect Four in the back.
Little Connect Four. They got Candyland, Jenga.
You and I really are living two very different lifestyles right now. All right, don't forget, today is the day where we are giving out thousands of dollars on Q99.7, and it's only going to take you 30 seconds to sign up. Here is the rub on it. We are asking you what hour you are listening. And then we don't avoid that hour. We actually call your name in that hour. It's the easiest contest that's ever been done in the history of radio. We are giving you $1,000. It starts this hour. And then all day long, we give away $1,000. All you got to do is sign up and do it right now. You can win again in the 9 o'clock hour for the very first time just by signing up right now. Go to Q997Atlanta.com.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
We didn't think we'd find anybody brave enough to take on Katie and Mo in a game of spades here, because these guys have been playing with each other for years, right?
Yeah. We played a couple games together, and it normally did not go our way.
All I know is I felt like you guys at some point or another said you had a chemistry when it came to spades. You were taking on other people at the radio station. Yeah. Kind of crushing.
We won a championship, Mo. Yeah, did you forget that?
You forget about all
that. We got a ring from Amy when we had the thing at Vicky's house.
And we did win one. We did. I for some reason only remember the other times that we didn't.
Focus on the positive, not bad. The negative.
You're right, we did win one of them.
So we made the challenge. Anybody want to come in here and take Katie and what's your name again?
Mo.
And Mo on, and to see if they could take you guys down, right? And we found some challengers, and they are feeling themselves. So tomorrow, Keani and Josh are coming in here to take the two of you guys on, okay? And they got words for you already.
What's up, it's Josh.
And Keani.
And we coming, we ready to play.
Ready.
So y'all go ahead and be ready.
Ready.
We'll be bringing our own cards and all of that. We gonna get the scoreboard.
No talking across the table.
No, we gonna talk. We ain't talking
across
the table.
We need to talk across the table. Y'all don't talk across the table.
Y'all don't talk across the table.
So all the speakers, I don't know it. What do they say?
Talking across the table in spades is you're not supposed to communicate with your partner at all, okay. Really. But normally, if two people have been playing for a while and they have real good chemistry, there's ways to communicate without necessarily communicating.
So you know how many books you're going to pull.
I don't even know what else.
It's all about the strategy of the game.
Yeah, I've tried to learn it a couple of different times, and just the ADHD takes over here, right? So what is on the line tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm finding out about this in real time, so I have no idea. What are we playing for?
Pride? Bragging rights, I guess. Oh, here comes Tommy. I think he has something.
Yeah, this doesn't seem really well thought out.
Here you go.
I think if Mo and Katie go down,
yeah,
they have to give up those rings.
Oh, the ones that you guys won before.
Your championship rings from...
Mo's like, I'm going to go get it.
It's like, where's the
Mo's
ring?
Mo's like, I don't remember the name of the pawn shop.
I think I still have it. Amy spent so much time searching for those bad boys.
I definitely wouldn't have thrown it out. I just got to find it. I haven't seen it in a while.
You mean it's not displayed in your home as soon as you walk in the door?
Yeah, I forgot to buy a case for it. Nah, that never happened.
Okay, so I'm a little confused here. Did Mo and Katie not know this was going down tomorrow?
Yeah, well, yes.
I had no idea. not a clue.
We talked about it.
When?
During our brainstorming meeting. It was one of the ideas that got approved.
Oh, I remember it being in the brainstorming meeting months ago. Yeah, I didn't know it was like on the schedule and going to
well,
tomorrow.
You're supposed to be ready to go at any moment.
I didn't say it was a problem. I just didn't know. That's
well,
all.
You got to practice.
Well, usually, yes, when you have a partner that you play. I mean, we're playing against a married couple. Oh, I'm pretty sure they got some chemistry going
y'all
on.
Y'all got rings.
Maybe a reminder would have been good.
It would have been nice just to let me know.
Like, y'all the biggest damn babies I ever seen in my life.
I didn't complain about it.
You want me to tell you when to go to the bathroom, when to wipe your butt?
It'd be nice.
Jesus.
I didn't complain about it. I just said I didn't know what you want me to do.
Make me cuss up in here.
Even mad about?
I don't know what he's mad about. All right, today is follow-up Thursday. So you guys, this is the day that you email us and you guys are like, hey, Bert Show, you're leaving us hanging here. And we don't want to do that.
All right, so Haven suspected her boyfriend was being sketchy with his female best friend. She didn't have solid proof, but she felt uncomfortable with their interactions. So Haven decided it was time to take matters into her own hands and go undercover as, quote-unquote, her boyfriend. She decided to text a female friend from her boyfriend's unlocked iPad with a message that read, I'm gonna come clean to Haven. The friend responded by asking what he meant. Haven continued the conversation, leading to the friend admitting there was a quote-unquote one-time thing. The conversation continued with the friend advising him to come clean without mentioning her involvement. Haven confirmed her suspicions, but now she had to act fast before her boyfriend realized what she did. So what was the fallout?
Hi, Bert Show. I'm glad you reached back out because what I have to tell you is bonkers. Like, it feels like my life is a movie. So after we got off the phone, I decided to cut it off cold turkey. If my boyfriend couldn't be honest with me, then why did I owe him any conversation? Both him and his BFF/lover could put the pieces together by looking at the text, so I blocked them both and decided to never speak to either of them ever again. I was ready to dump his iPad at the nearest Goodwill until someone knocked on my door that night. I had a feeling my now ex would probably show up and try to talk to me once he realized he was blocked. But what I never expected was to see his best friend at the door instead. Honestly, I still don't know why I let her in. I think I was in shock that she would have the nerve to show up. And the craziest thing was she was dolled up, like dressed to the nines with makeup done and hair perfect. Not sure why she decided to dress up to talk to me. Your idea is as good as mine. Anyways, as soon as she came in, she came at me. She told me I owed my boyfriend an apology, that my behavior was way out of line, but that she knew that my boyfriend would forgive me. She quickly followed that up by telling me that he didn't know she was there talking to me. Sure. Before I could even get a word in edgewise, she told me that she understood why I might be upset from the text I had read, but that I had misunderstood. This is when it gets crazy. She told me the text she had sent my boyfriend saying it was a one-time thing was a typo, and she had meant to write it was a one-time think. She told me that my boyfriend had confessed to her in a very deep and personal conversation that he was interested in moving in with me but was having conflicting feelings about it. When I asked her what she meant by, I don't think you should tell her it was me, she claimed that she was trying to say that she didn't want him to tell me that she was against the idea of us moving in. I was gobsmacked being fed this blatant BS
felt so surreal. And the fact she was dressed up like Betrayal Barbie to deliver these rehearsed lines was the cherry on top. So I pretty much laughed in her face. My laughter turned to rage. And while still cackling, I grabbed his iPad, shoved it in her arms, and screamed at her to get out. I locked the door and brushed my hands of them for good. Don't know what they're up to now, but I hope they're married because they deserve each other. Thanks again. Haven.
I knew this was serious when she used the word gobsmacked.
Yeah.
That's one that's just not thrown around a lot.
Never heard that word in my life.
No. It's not used very often. Yeah, no.
That's the first
reason for that.
Do we want to bring it back?
No.
Okay.
All right.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I was gobsmacked when I read this story about what happened to 95-year-old Gene Hackman, his wife, and trigger warning for pets passing away, his dog.
This is a bizarre one right here.
It really is. I mean, him at his age, okay, that makes sense. But for all of them to go at the same time is very suspicious.
So she's like 32 years younger than he is, and the dog. So I guess the first thing was like, what are you thinking? Like
carbon monoxide was the one that we thought. But again, that's all pure speculation.
Basically, what happened was he and his wife and his dog were all in their bed per normal, as you would be if you're, you know, sleeping in your own home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And they were found inside their home. There is no foul play suspected. No cause of death has been announced. Gene was about 95. His wife was in her 60s. And of course, we don't know the age of the dog. But yeah, this is really shocking for people.
Very shocking. I'm sure we'll have some more details today, but just an absolute, this feels like it's something out of a true crime podcast.
No, it does. And I definitely think there's something more to it.
Mm-hmm. This is your reminder to get your carbon monoxide detectors checked just in case that is the cause of death. All right. Diddy's attorneys want to go after lawyer Tony Busby, saying that there's one federal court that he shouldn't be allowed to represent his clients in. So Tony Busby is the guy behind all of the civil cases against Diddy. So obviously Diddy has like some legal stuff he's handling, but the civil cases, the ones where victims are going to Tony Busby as their attorney, he's representing all of the ones that don't have any like legal repercussions. These are just like the civil cases. So he actually allegedly is not licensed in the state of New York. And so Sean Combs' lawyers are basically saying that there's that any clients where he has to represent them in the state of New York, he shouldn't be allowed to do that because you don't have a license. So now Tony Busby is coming back and saying, well, I am licensed to practice law in New York, but there's also an argument that they could do something called pro hack vice admission, which is basically like you get a one-time deal to represent your client, even if you're not licensed in that particular state.
But the whole thing is so bizarre.
This is very bizarre to me. I'm trying to understand it, but I really don't. Maybe it just seems as if at this point Diddy is grasping for straws from anywhere.
He's just looking for any reason to get out of these cases. That's what it sounds like to me. So they're looking for any kind of holes that they can punch in their story, any way that they can discredit the attorney and also the clients that he's representing, because he's got a lot on his plate, and I'm sure they'd be happy to get some of these civil cases out of the way.
In all my years of watching and listening to true crime, what I realize is a lot of times those who have been accused can get off on technicalities.
Sure.
So any little hole or any little like slip up by the prosecution can get you off of a case, even if they have like a unsurmountable amount of evidence. All it takes is one slip up from the prosecution and you could be set free.
And I'm guessing we're talking about the most expensive attorneys in the world, right? That are so educated on finding these little nooks and crannies in the system to get them off.
Exactly. All right. An old video of Ryan Reynolds saying there's a fine line between chivalry and SA in the wake of his wife's sexual harassment lawsuit is coming out. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.